Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you for joining me today. Today we're going to be looking at Psalm 33. We're going to be reading it twice. The first time we're going to read it in the New King James Version, and we're going to read it a second time in a more modern translation, the Good News Translation. So that's Psalm 33, and I invite you to join with me now as we read. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp, make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song, play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breadth of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven, he sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually, he considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver by any means of its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. And now we read the same psalm again, Psalm 33, but this time from the Good News Translation. All you that are righteous, shout for joy for what the Lord has done. Praise him, all you that obey him. Give thanks to the Lord with harps, sing to him with stringed instruments. Sing a new song to him, play the harp with skill and shout for joy. The words of the Lord are true, and all his works are dependable. The Lord loves what is righteous and just. His constant love fills the earth. The Lord created the heavens by his command, the sun, moon, and stars by his spoken word. He gathered all the seas into one place. He shut up the ocean depths in storerooms. Worship the Lord, all the earth. Honour him, all peoples of the world. When he spoke, the world was created. At his command, everything appeared. The Lord frustrates the purposes of the nations. He keeps them from carrying out their plans. But his plans endure forever. His purposes last eternally. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. Happy are the people who he has chosen for his own. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees all of us humans. From where he rules, he looks down on all who live on earth. He forms all their thoughts and knows everything they do. A king does not win because of his powerful army. A soldier does not triumph because of his strength. War horses are useless for victory. Their great strength cannot save. The Lord watches over those who obey him. those who trust in his constant love. He saves them from death. He keeps them alive in times of famine. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our protector and our help. We are glad because of him. We trust in his holy name. May your constant love be with us, Lord, as we put our hope in you. So that is Psalm 33, a very joyful psalm. There's lots of encouragements for us that we should shout to joy for what the Lord has done. It talks about giving thanks with harps and stringed instruments, singing songs to the Lord. It is good to sing praise. It is good if you can play an instrument, even if maybe you played it a few years ago and you haven't picked it up. I encourage you, give it a go. It's great to worship the Lord with music and with singing. And it says to play with skill. It's good that we should practice and get better at these things. I don't know if you have a favourite worship band. Perhaps it's someone like Hillsong or Rend Collective. Or perhaps you prefer someone like the Taizé Monk Chants. But I encourage you to worship. But why should we worship? Why should we do these things? Well, the psalmist gives us some answers. Because the words of the Lord are true and his works are dependable. God keeps all of his promises, and we can always trust in the Lord. When we look at the heavens, well, did we make the heavens? No. We might be able to build things out of things that are already there, and there's some beautiful architecture in the world. But the sun, the sunset, space and the stars, God made those. And what did he use to do it? Did he have some kind of powerful machine? Did he have a group of angels? No. He merely spoke. This is how powerful the Lord is, that he can create things just with his voice. Imagine being able to say apple and an apple appears in your hand. Well, nobody can do that. But the Lord can. His voice alone was enough to make the heavens. It talks about God gathering the waters of the sea together. Now keep in mind that we still haven't explored most of our oceans on this planet. Yet the Lord is the one who put them there, and he knows everything. He lays up the deep in storehouses, it says in verse 7. And because God is so powerful, we get this phrase, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let them stand in awe of him. Well, firstly, note that this says, let all the earth fear the Lord. Worshipping God is for everyone. Anyone who turns to the Lord will know the Lord. So let's encourage people to turn to him and to know him. And then we get this phrase, fear the Lord. And there's been lots of discussion over what it means. And some people say, well, it means reverence. You revere the Lord. But I think it's more than that. See, Jesus, he says, even the demons know about God and they shudder. But Jesus says you should fear the Lord who can destroy your body and soul. Now, it's not a fear that God is unstable and that he's suddenly going to destroy us. But it's recognizing that he is so powerful. And when angels or when the Lord appears to people, normally in the Bible, they fall face down in fear. And it's from that place of being face down that the Lord picks them up. And we often get that word, do not be afraid. When we come to the Lord in fear, we're recognizing that he is mighty and powerful, so much more powerful than we are. And we're trusting that he will lift us up. We don't try and do it in our own power. We don't try and lift ourselves up and say, look how great I am. But we're letting the Lord lift us up. And then we will stand in awe of him, of the power of his words, And God still speaks today. We have his word, his words in the Bible. And Jesus himself in John chapter 1 is described as the word of God. So let's praise the Lord because his word is true. It is forever. It is powerful. The Lord made the entire earth. We have a reminder in verses 13 to 15 that God knows our hearts, that God knows our works. Verses 16 and 17 say, don't think you're going to be saved by your works. A king can't be saved by an army, a mighty man by his strength, not even a horse. And today we don't really ride on horses. If it was written today, it might have said something like, a tank is a vain hope for safety. We aren't delivered by our armies or by our weapons. And these are things that it can be so easy to trust in. We are delivered by the Lord. And we need to trust in him boldly. Because he is stronger than a tank, than an army, than anything we can think of. He is so mighty and he is with us. So let's throw away our trust in all of these other things. And let's trust in the Lord, because he delivers our souls from death. He keeps us alive in the famine. He is the one we hope in, and he is the one who is merciful. He is our help and our shield. So let's rejoice. The mighty, powerful God who created the universe knows our hearts, forgives us, and delivers us. Isn't that great news? Let's trust him. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.